my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and thank you for listening today to Revival Time all around the globe. Wonderful thought to think that you're listening in your city, your state, your country, and I appreciate all of you. I always love to hear from you. Revival Time, that's all one word, at NVBC, North Valley Baptist Church, NVBC.org. If you have time, shoot us an email. Of course, we're in the month of May, and we still have about 10 or 11 days remaining this month. But I tell you what, this summer is going to get away from us real fast. Our school, college is out. They're on the road with our tour groups, and the students are serving in their churches and around the globe, quite frankly, this summer. In addition to that, kindergarten graduation tomorrow, high school graduation so on Wednesday. So things are moving. And plan on, listen, please take time today or tomorrow. Write down, what do you want to accomplish this summer? And think of every area. That'd be great. I'm standing on the solid rock.
Through my disappointment, strife, and discontentment, I cast my every care on the Lord. No matter what obsession, pain, or deep depression, I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the rock, on the rock of ages, safe from every storm, all the storms that rages, rich in love and rich, not from Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. Even though he's gone now, I don't feel alone now. With comfort came the Spirit of the Lord. Were to guide me, from temptations hide me. I'm standing on the solid rock.
I'm standing on the rock,
on the rock of ages, safe from every storm, all the storms that rages, rich in love and rich, not from Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. Pressing onward, each step leads me homeward. I'm trusting in my Savior day by day. And close is our relation, firm is its foundation. So on the solid rock I'll stay.
I'm
standing on the rock,
on the rock
of ages, safe from every storm, all the storms that rages, rich in love and rich,
not from
Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock of ages left for me. I'm standing on the solid rock.
What a place to stand. That's the only place to stand. Standing on the solid rock. Well, today is a very special day at North Valley Baptist Church, and I literally remember this day. It's hard to believe that I'm going to tell you that, but I do. 45 years ago today, we had a special day. Now, the ushers brought Brother Bill and Leanne Manley, first-time visitors, to the very front row to my left. I do remember that. And Brother and Mrs. Jakob, they came on that day 45 years ago today. Happy birthday, Brother Jakob. Today's your birthday as well. Well, with that in mind, 45 years later, what are those people doing? Well, my goodness, that's a long time ago. But here's what's happening. Brother and Mrs. Jakob, he is in the second row on my left-hand side, been there for years. Brother and Mrs. Manley, same section, they're in row 5. Brother Manley retired from the post office. He has been for 40-some years now the primary church pastor with the bus kids. Never misses, always there, loves the Lord. And then his wife, oh my goodness, Leanne, been a faithful Sunday school teacher, faithful friend, worker. They're amazing. The Jakobs, second row, and they never miss. He's an usher in that section, right down toward the front. He's the first man you see. He's always, for decades, been out front directing the main entrance to the property every Sunday morning. He's there about an hour and a half ahead of time. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, in all these years, he's missed two Sundays. They're just faithful, dedicated people. I love the Manleys. I love the Jakobs. I'm so very grateful for you. And have a wonderful day today. I am with thee. Here's a great song. And we'll get to, today's the 20th. And I want to give you a verse in Proverbs chapter 20, if you get ready for it. I'm coming to you on behalf of Proverbs 20, verse 4. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg and harvest and have nothing. Folks, if we just get back to the Bible. Recently, the Supreme Court was trying to decide, you know, what do we do with homeless people? How do we provide for them housing? How do we make sure they're taken care of? Don't shut the radio off. Don't shut it off. Don't shut your internet off. That's not government's job. Why have we allowed ourselves to get banned? And if somebody would say that in the Supreme Court, say, that's not our job. It's not my job. Now, Blessed is he, Psalm 40, verse 1, that considereth the poor. And God says the poor you'll always have with us. So there are going to be plenty of opportunities for us to do things for people. But there comes responsibility. All over America, we got people wandering on the streets, and they're drug addicts and drunks. And I'm sad for that. We ought to have rescue missions. We ought to try to reach the lost for Christ. But child of God, you have people. You choose to live that way. The consequence. You've got to get up and go to work. If a man will not work, he should not eat. 6 days shalt thou labor. And we live in a society, the Z generation, age 12 through 27, says, number one, they don't want responsibility. Well, hey, big boys and girls, grow up. Who do you think is going to take? I know right now. We go to college and the government will pay for it. That's nonsense. He said, well, that's not fair. What do you mean it's not fair? If you want an education, work to get an education. We have our grandkids that live here. We have our grandkids that live away from us. All of our grandkids, young, age 14 and 15, we're able to get jobs. And they don't need to be working 40 hours a week, but they can work. They can do something. They need to learn responsibility of making some money and handling some money. And over here in Proverbs chapter 21, tomorrow, we'll see, he that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. Now, government's job is not to feed you. By the way, it's not the church's job. Say, well, what about all these widows? Well, the Bible says if you have nephews, they ought to take care of them first. Now, if there are not nephews, then the church has a responsibility. We are living in a day, I don't want responsibility. And so I'm going to charge my credit cards, and then I'm going to declare bankruptcy. I'm going to charge my credit cards, and then get on a program where they forgive 50% of it. Well, friends, somebody's paying for that. Now, compared to so many of you, I would guess I would be considered an old man. I've been able to make it my entire life without taking anything from this government. I don't. Pardon me. It's not my job. It's not the job of government to feed me, to clothe me, to give me a place to live. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to figure that out. And it'd be good you figure that out earlier than later. And so God's word makes it very clear. I went by the field of a slothful and the vineyard of a man of a void of understanding. Lo, it was all grown over with thorns and nettles and covered the face of the earth. And I saw and considered it well. I looked and received instruction. A little sleep, a little folding of thy hands. So shall that poverty come as one that travaileth. Now, if you don't work, if you don't get out in that garden and get those weeds out of there and get those thistles out of there, if you don't get, you're not going to have a crop. One of the greatest adventures for children is to learn chores. Don't be picking up after your kids. They make a mess. They throw things all over the backyard or all over the porch or all over the house. And no, they play with it. They put it away. Learn responsibility. Children ought to learn how to handle money. How do we do this? Talk to them. Mothers and dads, somewhere along the line, you're going to have to become a parent. And I know that. I love our listeners. But I tell you what, it abounds everywhere. This last year, for a few times, I've had to go to the grocery store. You know all about that. And I see people pulling out these cards, and I'm paying for mine. And then the lady said to the guy, do you want a bag? And goes, yes, but you can't charge me. I have this card. You can't charge me for it. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, Thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.